Looking to buy or refinance a home? Our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your dial here. Carla Lindeby, keep that tuned in. We love it. 64 degrees in the downtown studios, Reading Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Go see Jeff. He can fix your small chips up to 24 inches. And tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio, located at 3208 Market Street. Hey, one of the things we talked about before the break. Guess what there's going to be a tidal wave of?
Okay, let me see. A tidal wave of illegals? Oh, no, we've already had that.
Italian food?
Italian food. How about a tsunami coming from Hawaii? No.
The 2010 census counted 42.3 million Americans ages 65 and older. This is in 2010. Projections show their numbers more than doubling from 2012 to 2060, from 43 million to 92 million. And those 85 and older are projected to more than triple from 5.9 million to 18.2 million. And this is the tidal wave of seniors by 2060.
Okay, well then let's tie that into one thing, people are living a lot longer than they used to, and under Obamacare, I don't know how long that's going to last. The numbers of doctors refusing both Medicare and Medicaid payments will not completely undermine Obamacare. However, patients have already started talking about finding doctors who will accept a new coverage under the Health Care Reform Act. Three times more doctors are refusing Medicare patients than 3 years ago. And while there's still, hundreds of thousands, $685,000 nationally are enrolled in participating in Medicare, as Medicare physicians in 2012, 9,539 doctors who accepted Medicare payments opted out of the program last year, which is up 35%. 81% of these were family doctors. Dropped from 83% in 2010. So what I'm saying is that a lot of the Medicare, as we go on with Medicare, what they say is too many patients and the pay for Medicare reimbursement is not enough to keep it going, because they have to take more and more patients at less pay, which means less time they spend with the patient, maybe the medical care not quite as good. Anyway.
So. Remember yesterday you had, I know this is kind of, you had a really interesting guest on yesterday talking about, you know, there's an Arctic flood or an Arctic, you know, something happening. And, you know, he's been on, he was actually on We the People on Sunday. Well, there is an article that has just come out that said, how bad is the sea level rise? I mean, this is like, ooh, interesting. I'm so happy I woke up and turned on the radio. No, we've got great stuff coming, but it's always nice to be informed. This is just out. A rise in sea levels threatens the viability of more than 1,400 cities and towns, including Miami, Virginia Beach, and Jacksonville, unless they are deep cuts in trapping greenhouse gas emissions, says a special analysis Monday. Prior emissions have already locked in 4 feet of future sea level rise that will submerge parts of 316 municipalities. And so I think that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing this shift happening in the earth, and it's happening on so many levels, not just with what's happening with our, with our air, with our sea, with our atmosphere. It's also happening, I think, a lot of people, because you can't help but be affected by the atmosphere in your human being, you know, because we are creatures of the earth.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about yesterday, and we had letters or we had emails from people yesterday too, saying, hey, you know, look, I looked into this, and as soon as you go in there, you can start debunking part of it. The fact is there climate change going on? Is the earth warming? Yeah, it is. Then we get into why it's caused, but when you start talking chemical trails or geoengineering, the only question I have, and it's strictly as an old Marine, when I talk about logistics, and I mean, I respect their viewpoints. I do. And I look up and I see these things. Okay. I don't remember seeing these types of contrails or trails in the sky when I was a kid. Now I don't know why. Maybe it's a different type of fuel they're using now in the jets. I don't know. But my question to them was, this has been going on for well over 50 years. Where's the money coming from? And I know that you can probably hide the money, but where are the hundreds of millions of tons of this stuff? Because that's what it's taking. And the hundreds of flights daily or weekly. Where are they launching from? Who's flying them? And where's all the material coming from that we have not seen it anywhere in this world? And if that's been my only question. Show me something like that, and I will be up there beating the drum along with them. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks modestly higher as companies like Aetna hiked their 2013 profit outlooks. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 47 points. On the flip side, it's a turbulent day for Spirit Airlines stock. This after the carrier's chairman, William Franke, announced his resignation. He, along with director John Wilson, will be resigning from their posts at the airline's next board meeting on August 7th. The news comes as investment funds affiliated with private equity firm Indigo Partners divest their stake of roughly 12.1 million shares in Spirit. And the New York pastry phenomenon, the Cronut, is already being pirated across Asia. The over-the-top pastry is made of croissant dough that is deep-fried, then injected with cream or jam and topped with icing. The donut meets croissant treat now has folks lining up at the Sweet Spot in China, the Mandarin Cake Shop in Hong Kong, and the Wildflower in the Philippines. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. This is Heather Wiley, Shasta College.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Good morning. 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 7:34 in the morning. Hey, this weekend, August 2nd and 3rd, it's Paisano Days. Yep. Really fun 2 days where you can take your family down to Anderson River Park. Tuesday night is an all-you-can-eat pasta dinner. Pesto's back this year, by the way, folks. And there's going to be music and dancing by Lou White. That's right. Lou White Band's going to be down there, and they're going to do botch ball. Saturday's going to be tri-tip dinner and the Shomer Band. And right now, give us a call. It's 605-4567. We've got two passes.
For a free pasta dinners.
Yes. Two passes to get to a go to either night. So give us a call here. 605-4567 and you can go enjoy. Take your daughter, take your son, take your lover, take your friend, take somebody, take a neighbor. So enjoy on us. Thank you so much.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Welcome back to Estate Granite. Anything from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and the ultimate lucky smoker. Hey, Mike Huber and his people are our builder of choice, and there's a good reason for that. Great service, very professional, and he does such great work. Give him a call at 241-7866. That's 241-7866. It's Mike Huber and Estate Granite and Things.
George, congratulations. You won the tickets. Now, George, I'm going to put those two tickets with your name on them so you come to 1326 Market Street right here to the studio and they will – and you go to the front desk and ask for your tickets and they will be in an alphabetized box. So you need to come and redeem them here at the station. So congratulations, George.
Veterans Home is going to open. The Reading Veterans Home is going to open in October. They're having a grand opening October the 15th. It's going to eventually lead to 225 full-time jobs here. Federal jobs or state jobs, paying jobs. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it's for the veterans here. It's finally got this place open. Lied to time after time by the people in power before getting it open. But now it's going to open. And we're extremely happy about that. And people wrote to us and called and complained. They said, you know, it's not just Reading people that can come here. I mean, No, it's not. It's people who've been on the waiting list the longest. So you're going to be getting people out of L.A., San Francisco, Palm Springs, wherever they're living, because it has to do with how long you've been on the list. But the big thing is that it's opening. And the other thing, of course, is that Senator Maurice Yohannes Omojo, the veterans protector, you might say, is also making plans across the road to build another facility there. And the plans also is to move the veteran to the VA clinic out in that general direction, which I think is also great because they can expand it to that 100,000 square feet. And right now they're spread out over three different areas. You can put them all in one spot. It would be better to have everybody in one spot than have them, you know, having to send people in three different directions at all. Anyway, good news. The vets home are opening. Are you ready for another scandal?
Oh.
Okay, wait a minute.
They are all over the news. I can't,
Do we have our special music? Okay, let's have our special music because I just have to, I have to add it in. I have to have this one, but, I swear that every day I say I'm not going to do this. Every day I swear I'm not going to do this, but I just can't help myself. It's gotten to that point that it's almost like, you know, a day without Wiener is a day without sunshine. Because after you watch this man.
Oh,
that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
That's all right.
Okay, no, that's good enough. Baloney. Baloney. You know, baloney and wieners, they're made out of the same thing. You know what? Baloney, what comes out of Wiener's mouth is baloney. And that's a nice way of putting it. He's dropped to fourth in the polls. In less than a week, he's gone from a clear lead to fourth in the polls. His campaign manager stopped. You know the one that now is starting to take heat? You know the person is the wiener that is now – you know the wiener that's getting roasted now? His wife. And the Clintons are involved now. His wife who has said, well, you know what? That's between us. He's going to make a good mayor. She keeps standing up there and, you know, saying, you know, stand by your man. And so people are starting to draw parallels between Hillary Clinton – and Bill Clinton and the Wieners. And the Clintons are backpedaling so fast, like you cannot believe it. There's nothing, and as Hillary says, there's no correlation here. I'm not sure. Your husband, her husband gets caught for sexting all over the United States with young women. Your husband gets caught, with oral sex in the Oval Office and lies about it.
But now, wait a minute. He did not have sex, so. He did not have sex with that woman, so.
Stood before the American people. Now, you listen to me. I did not have sex with
Clinton
that
is
woman.
A liar. All right? He was a liar. He lied under oath, and that's why he was impeached. He wasn't impeached because he was having an adulterous affair, which he was. He got impeached because he lied under oath. And yet he has become Uncle Bill. He has become – I'd invite him to the house for Thanksgiving. Come on over. As long as I didn't have 22-year-old granddaughters or anything in the house. But come on over, Uncle Bill. In fact, people said – you know, gosh, you know, I really kind of miss Bill being president. And so the Clintons are saying, oh, there is no connection between what happened with us and what's happened going on with Wiener. Coach Bob,
good morning. Coach.
What concerns me is not the fact that he's dropped to fourth. I'd like to see him drop to fifth in a four-man race. What bothers me is that he was number one to begin with. Who in the world was answering poll questions saying they were for this guy with this history to begin with?
Well, you know what? I think what can I say? Is the field of New York mayors that short? That Wiener had to quit his job because he had lied before about sending naked pictures of himself throughout the interviews? Anyway.
Yeah, the thing, Colonel, is that it's New York.
That's
and
true.
And they're the same people that let a carpetbagger become a senator. So what can you say?
That's right. And now, yep.
By the way, speaking of her,
yeah.
I saw I was on Facebook this morning. Oh boy, I'm always on Facebook in the morning. And I saw a real cute bumper sticker on a card that said, Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend's wife for president. I love it. I'll leave you with that, folks.
Thanks, Coach Bob. Okay, let's go. Bye-bye. We're running over, so what? Hey, Henry, what do you got?
Yeah, hello, Carl.
Yeah, you're on. We got a couple of minutes here before I have to take a break.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Wiener. I wish he'd have been in the Army with me. You know that first sergeant that had his name tattooed on his tongue? Yeah. Wiener, you're on duty. Wiener, you just volunteered for a detail.
I'm going to roast your wiener here if you don't keep up, all right? You know, there's all these things.
We would have never, ever had anything having to do with the detail if we'd had Wiener.
Yep. Well, and you know what? He's a real wiener.
He's a wiener.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to comment the other day. I listened to your Outside the Wire.
Yeah.
That guy was talking about Eastern Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And I was raised over in that country. And the comment, I sit there and pretty near busted out laughing when he said those people wouldn't cooperate with him when he went over there. They wouldn't talk to him. He was damn lucky to get the time of day. If it didn't have something to do with cows or horses, you could do anything you wanted when I was a kid over there, and nobody saw anything.
Well, that's
absolutely nothing. They just didn't. If it didn't affect them, they didn't. They wouldn't even talk about it.
Well, I can see that. You know, hey, you know, this is not part of my life. And who are you? And why do I need to talk to you? You said it took a long time before they started opening up.
Well, he's lucky they did it all. Most generally, I've seen over there, they couldn't get the time of day.
What Henry's talking about the other on last Friday on Outside the Wire, we talked about a UFO that crashed outside Ely, Nevada, and not only did they recover like 8 or 9. Alien bodies, but there were some of them that lived and ran into the woods, and nobody was quite sure what happened. The military was out there hunting them down. Anyway, Henry, thanks a lot. We got to go to a break. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
What I truly like to be, because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you
you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips or rebate information, visit us at rupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. And we've had our wiener fix for the day.
7:47 in the morning here. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Reading Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. That's right, right here. Reading Crown Motors. It's your neighbors making great deals for you on great cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got everything you could possibly want, and their service department is second to none. I like Ford trucks. I drive an F-150 Ford truck. In the very few times I've ever had to have it serviced down there at Crown Motors, they got it back to me, and it was in perfect condition. Reading Crown Motors, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177, if you're in the market for a new car, truck, SUV, or one that's been previously owned. All right, today, you remember last week we talked about that horrendous happening at the County Board of Appeals when the board went in there unprepared. Nobody had really told them what their ramifications were, what their authority was when he went in there. So 200 people plus all these lawyers, went in there and essentially nothing happened. Except that everybody there was saying, why do you want to put a red tag on the chapel? Including, I mean, there's people that didn't know Anselmo that lived up in Inwood. And when the board chairman said, does anybody want to see this? See this chapel shut down? Not one person raised their hand. Look at it on Channel 7 News. Not one person raised their hand to this. So the county, you know, so it was the Board of Appeals couldn't do anything. They said because, one, they didn't know their range of authority, and two, they decided just to continue it. Well, today or yesterday, the county goes back and you know that they were going after Anselmo because of the Williamson Act, saying, well, you know, he's doing these things under the Williamson Act. Then they discover he's not in the Williamson Act because the paperwork had not been filed by the county. So they, you know, they lost that. They wanted to say, well, can we want to add it to the Williamson Act. Well, that motion was denied, but the motion that was, they added a new complaint to it, and they said that Anselmo and the Vineyards is in violation of the Williamson Act. They discovered the county. Okay, that was – they had already done that. Then now the county is adding a claim and was allowed that there was another permitting violation with the water treatment plant. Well, you know what? Is anybody starting to realize what's going on here? I mean, come on. Is that Anselmo is out there saying, I put in for permits. It's taken them months to do it, you know, and any other time I've put in for permits. I've paid for them. Some permits I get, some of them I don't. They, you know, they're not working on them. They're dragging their feet. And like most other people, they build things, but he's got his permits in there. So now they're saying the water treatment plant, sorry, water treatment plant isn't the way it's supposed to be. Why this wasn't put in before? And why it's just found now, I wonder about that. Except they said, well, you know what, we did go out there, but then we found new things. Does anybody, am I starting to see something here? Is that every time that, you know, that something comes up positive for Anselmo, there's another motion, there is another $100,000 worth of your taxpayers' money heading down to L.A.? Yeah, that's right, because the lawyers are coming out of L.A., I believe. Here's the thing. Anselmo said, in writing, sent it to the county, said it on the show here, anybody can call him on it that wants, is that, look, I'll pay the county's legal fees. Just give me my permits. Just work on my permits. The county said, well, we're not going to guarantee that you're going to get your permits. And it's gone, by the way, you have to pay us $2.4 million. Now, at what point, my friends, you know, Bruce Ross says it the other day. We've got other scofflaws in this county. The bridge, the guy is building a bridge out there at Lakehead. All, they have not put in for a permit. They've done nothing like that. Yet you don't see the county going after them, sending sheriffs after them to deliver a cease and desist order, do you? And why is that? Why is it that in Semel Vineyards is being singled out in this other one where you have all the residents of Lakeside coming down saying they're destroying our life and nothing's happening? Why is that? They weren't doing anything till the residents went down to a board of supervisors meeting and said something has to be done. Why is Anselmo's being singled out like this and not other people? But the bottom line is this, is if he, only thing we'd like to see, I think the people would like to see is this thing ended because of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars it's costing. I don't care if Anselmo pays all of the county's fees, legal fees. I think that'd be kind of cool, frankly. But let's end this. At what point can we end this? Supervisors, you can end this. Anselmo wants to end it. You want to end it. Both sides are saying this. And why can't you end this? Why can't you sit down, get the lawyers, take a step back, and just have a third-party neutral person, a mediator, come in, and just before you ask for $18 million from the county side or ask for the scalps of people from Anselmo's side, why don't you just sit down and let's try and work this one out?
What if they sequester themselves, everybody, for 3 days? Until they can come up with a decision.
You're not coming out
I'm
until
not
there's a
You're
decision.
You're not coming
That's
out
right.
until they're like a jury.
And it won't
That's
be an,
it.
Yeah, and it won't be the old days where here's the club, the one who comes out, you know, gets the decision. No. Just sit in there with a third party that's neutral and just say, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? Just do this. This man has invested millions of dollars into this county. And people go, oh, he's just trying to get something for nothing. Look, he spent millions of dollars. All I'm saying is, it's time to settle this. We got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Brought to you this segment is Mount Shasta Spring Water Company from their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, MountShastaSpringWater.com.
I have a great story to end this segment with. You know, if you ever think you lost something or it was stolen, and you think I'll never see it again, well, this is a great story. In Mattoon, Illinois, finding a high school ring doesn't seem like a big deal. Consider this. Until a few days ago, the last time Dick Dietrich saw his ring, he was living in suburban Chicago with his parents, and Harry Truman was in the White House. Seems he had given a school ring to his high school sweetheart. She was in biology. She took her ring off, left it on the next to the sink, and then she went back to get it, and it was gone. They just thought it was stolen. You know, they were really brokenhearted. Well, that's how things stood until he got a call. The man explained to Dick that he was using a metal detector at a lake near his home when he discovered the ring and pulled it from the water. It was really in excellent shape for being old, said Dietrich. Geiger, the guy who discovered it, did a little detective work. He contacted the school's alumni association and was told that out of the 1949 class of about 1,500 students, there were two graduates with the initials RD, which was Dick Dietrich. So he called him. He wasn't very friendly to him at first, and he thought, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. So make a long story short, he reunited him with his ring, and he said, no, I don't want an award, just keep it and enjoy it. So the bottom line is, he says, I'm sitting here, I'm 82 years old with my class ring 63 years later.
Wow. You're right. That was a good.
You just never know what comes around, you know? I mean, and this guy just did it because it's something. I have a girlfriend that does that with pictures that she finds in Goodwill. She'll find a family album, and then she likes to research it and then return it to people who didn't know that somehow it was given away or lost or sold or something at a garage sale. Reunite families with pictures from the past.
Photo albums and everything like that, and that they may never know that.
Just because they enjoy that. So here, these are fun stories how we want to end our last hour here at KCNR 1460. See you on the other side.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Can they find a breakthrough? The Israeli and Palestinian negotiators met with President Obama this morning before talking, hoping to restart the stalled peace process.
The issues never resolved in any previous Mideast discussions. Borders, the status of Jerusalem, the issue of Israeli security, both sides claiming Jerusalem as their capital.
Fox's Wendell Goller at the State Department. The president's on his way to Chattanooga, Tennessee to push a proposal to cut corporate tax rates.
From 35% to 28%, he would also give manufacturers an even lower rate at 25%. Mr. Obama would tie that corporate tax rate to new investments in infrastructure.
Fox's Doug McKilway, Republican House Speaker John Boehner fears small businesses would not benefit. Investigators are trying to figure out why a propane plant blew up last night in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now, Dave, more than 50,000 of those propane tanks you use for your backyard grill were said to be at the Blue Rhino factory in Tavares near Orlando when it blew up last night, sending nearby residents running with whatever they could grab.
My purse and the dogs, that's all. Because you can't possibly gather up everything you want, so I just figured we'd be better off with nothing.
Eight plant workers were injured. At least four are said to be in critical condition, Dave.
Evan, the verdict comes down in a few hours for Bradley Manning, the Army private whose leaks could send him to prison for life.
This court-martial has not been about what Manning did. He admits to handing over hundreds of thousands of battlefield reports and diplomatic cables to WikiLeaks, but intent is key. Prosecutors argue Manning knew that the material would end up in al-Qaeda hands. Defense attorneys describe Manning as a naive whistleblower. At Fort Meade, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A real housewife just posted a $500,000 bond in New Jersey to stay out of a real jail. Teresa Giuduce and her husband Joe are both charged with fraud and applying for loans and filing for bankruptcy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Egypt's ousted president hasn't been seen for nearly a month, until today when a top European diplomat met him trying to solve Egypt's ongoing deadly political chaos. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
It was the ousted president Mohamed Morsi's first contact with the outside world. He's being held at an undisclosed location by the military since they removed him on July 3rd. EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton says they had a frank two-hour conversation.
He has access to information in terms of TV, newspapers, so we were able to talk about the situation, and we were able to talk about the need to move forward.
Ashton is calling for an inclusive political process and an end to violence. Dave?
Emily, there's a new law in North Carolina signed by the Republican governor that regulates abortion clinics, the same as outpatient surgical centers. The governor calls it safer for women. Pro-choice advocates say it'll close most of the clinics in the state. Alzheimer's disease can be a terrible affliction, but there may be a way to treat it earlier than ever.
There's no effective treatment for Alzheimer's, but doctors may soon be able to diagnose the disease with a blood test. Researchers in Germany have developed a new technique that analyzes genetic material floating in the blood. By utilizing these biomarkers, they've been able to diagnose Alzheimer's in trials with 93% accuracy. The definitive test could detect the condition before symptoms start and eventually make early treatment more effective. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Home prices went up again in May in the 20 big cities tracked by S&P, more than 12% over last year, the biggest gain in more than 7 years. But consumer confidence dipped a bit this month, but on Wall Street, the Dow is higher by about 50 points. A huge gift for a small school in Kentucky. Center College, which has hosted recent vice presidential debates, gets $250 million worth of stocks from a charitable trust. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is July the 30th. My gosh. 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and the chat pack is on a roll here. We'll get to them in a couple of minutes. But the, you know, the bottom line is that,
What?
It's Tuesday. It's the end of July. It's the end of July.
I know. It feels really weird. And you know what was strange is that we went through such a heat spell. Usually we think about August as being a hot spell, but the weather is going to be beautiful. So it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Today our temperatures are going to reach 91. We like being under that triple digit.
Yeah,
partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 64. That is fantastic. Weather, of course. The weather here is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards every day. Check out Anselmo Vineyards. They are open, this whole week of wonderful dinners and lunch. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Now,
you know, it's as we do every morning at this time, we like to find out what's going on in Wall Street, what's going on in the markets. And so we always go to our Wells Fargo advisors. And today it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, the major averages are trading in positive territory all morning. Currently, the Dow's up 10 points at 15,532. NASDAQ's up 17 at 3,616. And the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,688. Oil's down 91 cents at $103.64 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.65%. Gold's down $6.60 at $1,323, while silver's down 15 cents at $19.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's up 19 cents at $31.73, ExxonMobil's down 27 cents at $93.76, and Facebook is up a buck at $36.47. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. You know, if you head on down to Park Marina Drive, you can stop in and see them, or better yet, just give them a call first at 243-7561, 243-7561. They're the ones, if you want to find out what's going on Wall Street, where you should, take a look at your investments, take a look at your portfolio, go on down and check it out with Josh or Chris or Steve or Susan or Kathy, all down there, Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. All right, let me take a quick break here. And you were laughing about something. Was about a zombie apocalypse? Or
oh, yeah. When we come back, of course, you know, it's quite the rage now. But we're going to find out where there's five state parks that are perfect for hiding up from the apocalypse.
Well, we've got time right now. Let's do that.
Oh,
yeah.
You really want to?
Yeah,
okay.
We've got a couple minutes here before
they're saying San Francisco, if you're in a city, it's definitely not the place to be. But if you want to hide out, you don't want to be in Brooklyn or San Francisco. But if you want to you need to be in an open spot for the brain-eating zombies when they come. So there's, we're going to talk to you in five spots that can save you from zombies. We'll talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on Thursday, August 22nd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials, and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks. So come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I slept.
Is it just my imagination, or does Bob play better bump music when Linda's here?
I don't know, but you know, I have to share with you that, you know, it feels really good to feel rested. I mean, I deep sleep is a huge thing for me. And, you know, we have a lot going on in our lives, and I think the better sleep that you get, then you can really, I'm not a multitasker and I can accomplish more. So yesterday actually was amazing because I just came out of a really bad cold, but I worked consecutively yesterday for 12 hours. I'm moving, sorting, accomplishing, posting, back to doing, you know, some chores, helping you to fix, you know, the toilets, so on and so forth. And that's because of our new sleep number bed, which I really like, and I'm finding that I'm really loving being at a 45.
Well, you know, the fact is that if you sleep better, you can get up better. We go to bed, we try to get to bed early, but it doesn't work. So you need to get a good night's sleep. And you know, and frankly, since we've gotten the sleep number bed, our nights have been a lot better. And your nights can be a lot better too. You know, we have friends talking to us about it. They've gone down to the store down there in the Target shopping center. You know, it's right next to the vitamin shop. You walk in, it's almost like you're walking into the future. You are. You're walking into the future of sleep at night. And with the sleep number beds. So head on down there again to the Target shopping center. It's next to the vitamin shop. Ask for any of the people down there. They are all so good at what they do. Very, very professional. Sleep number beds.
We did talk about when the zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse, yes. This ties into our guest, Mark,
yes,
Story.
Absolutely.
From Haven Humane.
There
okay.
are five state parks that you can go to, but, you know, if it's the isolation route, just get your favorite blunt instrument and set out. The first one on the list is Robber's Cave. Famous for serving as a hideout for outlaws Jesse James and Bellstar, Roberts Cave State Park has a history of providing much-needed shelter to those in dire straits. Located in Oklahoma, Latimer County, provides several natural resources that could save you on the from the apocalypse. Then the other ones are Longhorn Cave, Cavern State Park in Texas, as well as Kanopolis State Park. But, you know, one of the things that is, if you really feel that the zombie apocalypse is coming,
get a dog. I've never seen a zombie movie that didn't have a dog that gave early warning.
That's the birds got quiet and the dog started barking.
Yeah, there exactly. you go. And the dog start looking around. So, I mean, it's obvious that you're sitting there in your backyard. You know what? You're carrying your personal weapon of your choice. And then a dog starts growling. You see the birds have stopped singing. And then they start to come over the fence. There you are. But if it hadn't been for the dog, you might have been caught out there sipping your iced tea in the backyard.
That's right. And I know a place where there's plenty of dogs looking for forever homes. Zombies are not.
You know what? Zombies don't care about your animals. We do.
That's right.
So if you want to help prevent a zombie from coming into your house,
visit Haven Humane.
We have zombie protection.
Zombie alert. A zombie alert system.
Many of them.
You need to have a zombie
alert system here.
You need to have a zombie alert adoption day, and everything needs to be, connected with zombie-ish. Now, I know you've got Pimp Your Pit happening.
Yep, we have Pimp Your Pit going on. Yep.
Primp Your Pit, not Pimp Your Pit.
Primp Your Pit.
Yeah, we don't want to. I missed the R in there, sorry.
Yeah, the pimp in our animals goes against our spay neuter policy, but we'll go ahead and use the primp. We do. We have a
Pimp Your Pet. I mean, come on. What are they going to paint their toenails? What?
Why not?
We have the Pimp Your Pit, and the Pimp Your Pit is a grant we got from PetSmart. So any pit bull or pit bull mixes that come in during the month of August, and space is limited, so please call into the clinic, will be $20 to get spayed and neutered.
You know what? That is awesome. Absolutely. Pimp Your Pit.
Yeah, and that's a thing through PetSmart.
True, in the month of August. Yeah. Appointments are limited. So give a call at 241-1658. Mark, you guys are doing such a great job at Haven Humane. You know, we go up to the doggy park and we talk about the fact that, you know, we love, you know, the Adopt a Pet Friday, Pet mm-hmm. of the Week, and how, you know, we as a source, an outlet, along with other ones as well, we really try to push that forward to bring it to, the forward attention of a specific pet. And so far, everyone has been adopted.
They have, yeah. In fact, I'm not sure how soon Target got adopted.
Target was adopted.
He was adopted. I know within the first couple days, but yeah. Callie, which was the week before, she was actually adopted that afternoon. So yeah, all of them.
Target got it that day because I have him send us a photo so we can put it up on the website. And he says, here's the photo, but he's already adopted. Now this was a first in our studios, that the dog that was going to be adopted, was playing so vigorously with Spencer that the dog was reached forward and nailed Spencer on the leg. Which is why that Bad Bob and I were in here laughing just watching Spencer's face. And this has never happened in here before.
It was a playful nab.
The dog was just playing with him and didn't nip him or anything, but just nailed him like it was like somebody like sucker punched you in the leg.
Yeah, Spencer spends a pretty good amount of time with those dogs. Yeah. So he gets to know them pretty well and they get to know him as well.
You know,
so.
Spencer, if I were a headhunter, I want a guy like Spencer to work for me.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Spencer does a great job with that and his normal job too. And he also is our rescue coordinator, so he talks to the rescues and gets a bunch of animals saved too.
I mean,
so
if you can do that kind of work, that just shows how you have a lot of humility and your skills to be able, because he comes and he does the media outreach, has the dog, spends times with each one of these animals, has to describe it. I mean, it's a wonderful position that you guys have created with, what's it called?
Well, he's in the adoptions department, but he's also the rescue coordinator as well as the dog of the week coordinator. So
okay.
So he's got a bunch of different
titles. He's got a lot of titles.
But I have a lot of people that are like Spencer that, have that passion for the animals.
You know what? When we come back, let's talk about that, about, you know, the manning of Haven Humane and volunteers and all that. But, you know, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526. 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. a new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
About the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner with a bird, bird, bird.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. I'm sure that that bump music has to do because we're with Haven Humane this morning, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Hey, instead of going on a long-term vacation with gas $4 or more a gallon, why don't you just stay here and have a staycation on Holiday Harbor? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis, and they've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Go out and have a great time on a lake, cool off without breaking the bank. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out LakeShasta.com. Now, we're going to be out there next weekend. On the lake, and we're inviting people to come out there and join us out there, and let's have a flotilla as we go out and just have a great time on the lake. We'll give out a little more information about that. But that's at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Again, 238-2383. Our guest is Mark Story from Haven Humane, and we've already talked about the fact that one of the ways of protecting yourself from zombies is with the dog, because they always alert on that. Now, you know, somebody could say that that's just a, you see zombies, but you mean burglars or thieves. You could say, oh, that's just an analogy. And I could say, well, maybe it is, but that's one of the things the sheriff and the chief say. If you can get a dog at your house, that is one of the prime deterrents to theft. And if you realize that theft has gone up tremendously since AB 109 has started, they've got their arms around it now and it's dropping, but still, one of the main deterrents in a house is a dog.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be a big dog.
It has to be a dog that barks.
Exactly. And all dogs bark. There's very few that don't bark.
You know, Elk Killer, our dog. Our dog lures them in a little bit closer because Elk Killer has finished Advanced Pistol. And is ready. And then has her little mini shotgun, that has 12 rounds in it, which we declared an assault weapon in January. But until then, she's not worried about it.
Right.
But not all dogs have that capability. Most dogs just bark.
Most dogs bark. Yeah. Most dogs will bark. And, little dogs will actually bark more than big dogs.
That's
more
right.
Often than not.
There you go.
But, all of them will announce if, there's something going on wrong in the house.
Well, so it's been a month.
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, I know that, that it seems like you're getting your arm around a lot of things here, arms around things.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable. I got a great team and a great facility and a great community that's supporting us. So it's been a busy month. We had a free cat day. We found homes for about 70 cats, which was fantastic. We're really busy with cats, so we definitely need fosters for the kittens. So if anybody's interested in fostering, please give us a call, 241-1653, and we can help out with that as well. And you guys can help us with the fostering. We've got our second Camp Love a Pet starting this Saturday. Actually, goes for 2 weeks. We have 17 students for that, so we're full. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm actually going to be a camp counselor this time, which is going to be a lot of fun. And for anybody who doesn't know about Camp Love a Pet, basically we take 16-ish kids and 16-ish dogs. And for 2 weeks, they train them, they socialize them, they teach them basic skills, sit, stay, basically just calm them down a little bit, teach them how to walk on a lead. And then we have a lot of education for them. We have people that come in and do demonstrations. This time we're going to go to Turtle Bay and tour Turtle Bay Museum. We're also going to go walk the sundial with the dogs, which is the last day before graduation, which is a lot of fun. And then we graduate on Saturday the 17th, and they get certificates. And the idea is that after graduation, somebody will have come in and adopted all 16 or 17, in this case, of those dogs, and those students can hand them off to the forever homes. So a really good program. Kids get a lot out of it. The animals get a lot of it. And hopefully the counselors get a lot out of it, too.
Well, I'm sure they will, because, you know, learning something like that with animals, learning to interact with animals, and it's for a good cause. They've taken in and they've taken a pet or a dog that has maybe doesn't have those social skills that will ever get it adopted. And now the dog learns to trust a human and to the basic commands. And it gives them and enhances their life. A dog that's not trained, that doesn't know its rules, is not a dog that's going to get adopted.
Right.
And the dog is happier. The dog is, but it's and more stable and knows what it's supposed to do and is trying to figure it out. So I think it's like people. People, once they realize what their parameters are, feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Last camp in June was my first camp, obviously. And the difference between day one of camp and graduation was absolutely amazing. And not just for the dogs, but for the kids as well, because the kids learn so much more than just how to handle an animal properly. They learn about responsibility and they learn about accountability. And they learn that, you know, every action has a reaction. And so they have to treat those dogs with respect and kindness. And they see what happens when they do. So it's absolutely amazing to watch the camp. So I'm really excited about
it. Well, you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the people and it's a good thing for the animals. And do all the animals get adopted out after that, usually?
Most of the time they do. Right now, I think we have one dog left from camp. He was looking to get adopted last week. I'm not sure if he did from the last camp. But majority of the time they do get adopted out. I think we had 8 out of the 16 in June leave within a day of graduation. And then we found homes for all but, like I said, one of them, which is crazy because Blue, who's the dog that we still have, is a hound and really mellow, not like a typical hound, and great, great dog. But he may have found a home last week. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if not, we need to bring Hound in here then.
Yeah.
Or Blue. You know, is that a dog named Blue?
Okay. Bob's already thinking of bumper music.
Yeah. In fact, let's see if you can find that one when we go out. We've got what now? Oh, about a minute left. I want to come back. I want to talk about microchips. I have got a great story about microchipping and $5,000. That people, you know, when you think about microchips and how can I tie that into $5,000? And after we take our break, I'll let people know about that. But it's, you know, the different things that you offer down there. And again, you have something like, you have like 2,200 kitties.
It, we have a lot of cats every year. Right now we've got
from now through October.
Yeah.
A lot of kittens.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. We have a lot of kittens. And we actually have right now a pediatric neuter going on. So if you call the clinic, any male under 6 months old, $20. We have about 40 slots left. So if you call 241-1658, they can help you out with
that. We're going to hit that one again too when we get back, about the microchipping and how to get a cheap neuter right here at Haven Humane. All right. And we've got people on the line. If everybody just hangs on as soon as we get back from the news, we will get to everything. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Radio. I'm Karen McHugh. Plenty of courtroom drama today in Pennsylvania. More testimony to determine whether three Penn State administrators covered up sex abuse allegations against former coach Jerry Sandusky.
A judge in Harrisburg will weigh the evidence to see if former Penn State President Graham Spanier, former VP Gary Schultz, and former athletic director Tim Curley should stand trial. All three men have said they're innocent.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. In Boston, former FBI supervisor Robert Fitzpatrick returns to the witness stand in the trial of Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger.
During cross-examination, prosecutors asked Fitzpatrick if he's a man who likes to make up stories. They suggest he falsely claimed credit for having a key role in a number of high-profile cases.
Fox Radio's Pam Puso. And a military judge decides whether Army PFC Bradley Manning is a traitor or just a whistleblower for handing over hundreds of government secrets to WikiLeaks. Fox News. We report. You decide.
you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The pulse of Shasta County, right here with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it's 8:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And jump into our chat room. Is the Angel and Camera Chick, Max, Coach Bob, a lot of people.
Okay. You know, old-fashioned values don't have to cost a lot. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air will answer the call because service is first with them. They do all of our air conditioning and heating needs, and they will help, especially with all the times that we're going through right now. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call, 221-2642.
Hey, our guest is Mark Story from Haven Humane, the CEO of Haven Humane. We had a phone call before we left. Do we still have somebody on the line there, Bob? Okay, she's going to call back because we had to wait. Okay, we were talking when we left about chipping the dog. Well, one of Linda's friends just sent a Facebook out, and from where she lives, of course, it's Palm Springs. But people were gone on vacation, and they left their dog with the dog watcher and all this, and the dog got away, and the lady didn't tell the family. So the dog got like a 48-hour head start. $5,000 reward for this dog. $5,000 reward for a Maltese. And it's not chipped. And over the during the break, we were talking about chipping your animal, how that can, but also licensing your animal will also help.
Absolutely. They're both critical, and all the animal control officers have a chip reader so they can read it right when they pick them up, if they pick them up stray. And also we look at licenses. I'll tell a quick story. I went out with animal control on Friday. We found a dog and we checked the license and we actually did check the address that was labeled at the license. Unfortunately, they had moved away a year before, so they never updated their license. Had they updated their license, that poor dog would have never had to come to the shelter. So, you know, microchip, having an updated license is really important because it allows us to get those animals home faster. And a lot of people think that when they go to the vet and they get their rabies shot, that's their license. It's not their license. The license has to come from either Haven. We have a couple of veterinary clinics as well that that do it. Dana Park is one of them, and Care Animal Hospital is the other one that, will license as well. So, but we need to have a license on them as well.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question. The question was, I was wondering, do the adults that work with the children in this training program for the dogs, are they screened, background checked?
In other words, the people that are helping, that, you know, that are teaching the children with the dogs, are they do they have background investigations on them?
We
to
don't
be able to work with.
We don't do background investigations per se going through the county, but all of them are volunteers and all of them are hand selected. Yeah.
Okay, so they're not screened.
They're not screened as far as a background investigation. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, Roberta. Thank you.
So the
chipping of the, okay, what?
Let me comment on that. So, all of the people that are there as counselors are all volunteers, that have been long time. A lot of the counselors that we have were actually camp kids that went through camp and are now counselors. So quite a few more of those. And then a good portion of them are our staff members
as well.
These
aren't just random community.
These are not random community people. No, not at all.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
There's quite a, we hear stories about, dog napping for profit. Are we seeing any of that up here?
Yeah.
I saw some when I was down in Tehama County a little bit, and it was actually a Shasta County, Tehama County thing, and I think that stopped. I haven't, to be honest with you, Bob, I haven't seen anything like that in a while. But then again, you know, this Maltese that's missing, you know, that could have been a dog napping thing too. A lot of times when these more expensive animals get out, you know, you don't know what happens to them. They could be dog napped, or they could find a new home. So that's why it's really important to have the license and the microchip.
It's a big business. We saw an actual article in Avogogo. We saw a special on one of the news channels, and we'll talk a little bit about that later once I pull this up. But they're saying it's on the rise. It's a way for people to, especially purebreds, to, if your dog's missing and it's a purebred. Well, when we go up to, again, to the doggy park, we'll see, you know, pet missing with a reward. But a lot of people will just pay untold amounts because it's ransom. It is like a ransom. A recent case. It's anyway, there's an alarming rise of it. And, as I pull this up, you know, I'll give you some details here in a moment.
You know, before we take our break, we saw a really bad movie the other day. Well, it wasn't a bad movie, but, well, the bad guy there, was the way he made his money was they kidnapped pets, took them from New York to Florida, and they had buyers for them down there. And,
wow.
You know, they had a car full, if you can imagine, a car full of like 15 dogs, going down there. But I think it's indicative of other things you've written too, or you've seen written about dogs being kidnapped. So it's a good question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, there's a lot of other things that are going on. And the one thing we need to, you know what? We hit it all the time. But we got to hit it again about animals, heat, and vehicles.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Our guest is Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane. How long have you been there?
Going on 6 months, actually.
Yeah, it has been. It's been great. And how do you like it?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's a great organization and a great group of people. So
that's
a lot of
super.
Fun.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, or Billy, or Mac, or Buddy. And he's played ugly to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Me and you and Goldie Blue. Traveling
off the land.
Me and you and a dog named Blue. How lucky
to be a free man. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My buddy's down there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. It's a great place to get a haircut. What can I say? It's, you know what? I thoroughly enjoy going down there, which I'm going to be going down this week. Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And one of the questions that came in was, when an animal's taken to a new vet, do they routinely check for chips there?
I don't know if they routinely check on that. I do know that they all have chip readers. So if anybody finds a stray dog, you can take it to a vet and they'll check the chip to see if it's owned by somebody. But as far as a new client, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they would check that or not. I think they're probably just going to take the word of the owner, but they might check to see if the chip's reading if they said they have a chip.
Well, here's something that's interesting then, because, you know, when we were talking during the break. Now, a chip is nothing more than just a long series of numbers, right?
Yeah, it's just one long number.
Okay. So then the reader just gives you that number. It's not something that's got, owned by, Elk Killer, owned by. So then you call who? Does the chip tell you which company it belongs
to? No, the chip doesn't tell you, but whenever you call into one of the companies, they know right away which chip company it is, and they can forward you to another one or give you the information for that. So you call in and say, hey, I found this dog, and here's the chip I got. And they'll tell you, okay, yeah, that's our chip. And then they can give you the information. Normally they won't give the information. Normally what they'll do is they'll take down, if you're just a regular citizen, they'll just take down your phone number, and they will try and call the owner and have them call you. For us as a shelter, they'll give us that information so that we can try and contact the owner to get the dog back to their home or cat.
I just was wondering that if when you get your dog or cat chipped, that at that point, keeping that data in an information bank, if you have to pay for that, to get around that is to license your animal.
you know, whenever you license your dog, you if you have a microchip, bring in the microchip number, we can put that into our system. So if we chip check a dog that's stray, we're going to put that into our shelter software, and it's going to pop up and say, Carl Bott, look, it's Elk Killer. And we're going to give you a call and say, okay, we got Elk Killer here. You need to come pick Elk Killer up.
All right. I mean, get the big truck and a, and a and, yeah, 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 bring it, yeah, and for $25. No, but no, that's something that's interesting though, because, if, so you need to get it done and you need to get your dog licensed every time it gets a rabies.
Yeah. The way the license work is off the rabies vaccination. So first time you get a rabies vaccination for a dog, it's for 1 year. And then after that, it can be for two or three. More than likely, it's going to be three. So you can get them up to 3 years at a time, the licenses, once you get the 3 year rabies.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to re-up.
Probably.
We
do,
need to re-up.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can't leave here without talking about the, you know, this major, the major thing we talk about every time you're on. And plus we follow it up and you've got commercials about it, but is it seeming to help leaving your animal in a car? Is it seeming to help?
Yeah. I think we're getting fewer calls right now. We're still getting calls daily, obviously, for animals in cars. I think it's really important right now to think, okay, yeah, we've gone from 100 and billion to down into the 90s, which we're considering mild, but 90s in a car for an animal, yeah, you know, with the windows up or the windows down even, is going to get really, really hot really, really quick. So it's still way too hot to keep an animal in a car. So we do still get calls, but I do think it's working because our calls have gone down significantly over the last couple, 3 weeks.
Now, when it's really super hot out, those days that we had 113, 114, we were aghast at seeing a few people that were walking their dogs.
Yeah.
On the asphalt.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that because the pads of their feet get so hot so quickly when it's that hot. Unless you're going to walk them in a grassy area. You know, we've got the Benton Dog Park, which is all grassy. So if you want to take them out and let them run, take them to the dog park. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. They've got some pools out there they can jump in and play in and cool off. Mm-hmm. You know, there's water out there. So that's a good option. Most of the parks in town don't allow dogs. So, you know, that's kind of not an option. But yeah, that hot concrete and asphalt is not good on their feet at all. You know, if you can't walk on it barefoot, your dog probably shouldn't be walking on it barefoot.
And the last thing about that is putting them in the back of a pickup truck can be even worse.
It can be just like a frying pan, especially in the back right there where if it's black in color, it's horrible, and there's nowhere for them to get any relief. They can't move and stand in shade because their feet are sitting on the hot metal, so.
Okay. So the big thing is just be aware that this is just not, you know, that it's leaving your dog in a car is a death sentence. Putting them in the back of a truck, just because they're not inside a car or inside the truck cab doesn't mean that their life is going to be much better, except they probably won't die out there. They'll just be so uncomfortable out there
right.
In the sun, especially.
And if you see it, give us a call, 241-2550, and it's a priority item, and we will get out there as soon as we possibly can.
You know, and that's somebody called the other day is, you know, what do we do if I see that happen? I said, well, call him Humane. And they said, what if we can we break into the car? You know what? I said, I would not recommend that because once you do that, it's kind of like breaking and entering. And so you call Haven Humane and you've done that. If, they treat it just like a 911, they're going to stop what they're doing and turn and race to you. And if they can't, if it looks like the dog or cat is in trouble, they'll break the window.
Yeah, and
whatever they have to do to get it.
And our officers carry heat guns and everything, so they know exactly what the temperature inside that vehicle is. You know, let's stick that heat gun in there and find out exactly how hot it is. So, and then they'll figure out what they need to do from there.
How many rescues a week do you think you do with that? Or do you? Or do you keep a number of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know we get a lot of calls on it. Majority of the time it's resolved. Majority of the time we can find the owner a lot of the time the owner shows up and drives away long before we get there.
Okay.
Which is fine. That's what we want. We want them to be in the car with air conditioning running. We want them to be in a house. We really don't want them to be in the car in this heat at all. But when we do it, most of the time we get there and they're already gone, which is good. And then the other times when we're there, we can find them or we'll wait for a few minutes and monitor and make sure that the dog's health is still okay until the owner comes. And then we talk to the owner and try and encourage them not to do this again.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break. Mark Story is our guest, CEO of Haven Humane. We've talked about chipping, the Camp Love, volunteers, the fact they've got some really good deals on spaying and neutering right now. And hey, this is time to start looking at adopting a kitten. We'll be right back after these messages. Just a small town girl.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment today. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, in-store deli, the Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Our friends down at Orchard Nutrition, they are truly the North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop by 221 Locust Street. I mean, good people down there, and they like helping people. Hey, tomorrow, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us. We've scheduled Brian Daly on a monthly basis, as we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa and other of our elected political officers here to give us what's going on, especially in Sacramento, because of the some of the radical changes in our lifestyle that's brought on by the Democrats down there. I say Democrats because they have the supermajority. Also, Paisano Days will be joining us. And we've got a bunch of other things we love to talk about in between that have to do with your medical care, what's happening here in the North State, education, safety, all these they come up every day. There is absolutely no problem finding things to talk about. It's just finding time to talk about them. Our guest today, Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, and we always like having you here for we have a monthly update with you too. And there's just so many things going on, and that Haven Humane is, you know, you're probably one of the few people we have here in town that would love to put yourself out of business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is the one job I wish I didn't have, job security. I wish we'd come in one day and we said, well, we're going to have to close the doors. We just don't have enough homeless animals. I don't think there's a single person on the staff that would be upset about that. I mean, we'd all have to find jobs, but, we would be happy about it.
There are people, a lot of jobs like that. The Missing in America Project, they go out and provide honored burials for veterans that aren't claimed. Their remains are not claimed. And Fred Salanti has said ever since it began, he said,
I wish I was out of a job. He says, I just wish I was out of a job, that this would not be a problem. And I know that you feel the same way.
Absolutely.
You can't feel and care for animals without wanting to put yourself out of business.
All right, let's talk about the Second Tuesday Club.
Yeah, Second Tuesday Club, every second Tuesday of the month, we pick a different restaurant, and they give a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane. And in August, it's going to be Nello's, and that's going to be August 13th. So please come out to Nello's.
We love Nello's.
We like Nello's.
Yes.
Nello's,
so what happens? Walk us through the night. We got a couple minutes.
So it's usually from 5 to 9, and basically go in there, say that you're there to support Haven, and a certain percentage of your dinner will – they'll write us a check and donate it to Haven so we
love
can help
it.
Out some more of the homeless pets. Yeah. So the community is really involved in Haven, which is great. And a big part of that is the volunteers too. And so we have a volunteer orientation, and the next one actually is Saturday, August 10th at 9 a.m. So if you're interested in volunteering, please call Haven Humane 241-1653 and ask about volunteering. I will tell you that from my experience, it's almost more therapeutic for the human than it is for the animal, but it really does save lives. And so we count on our volunteers immensely to help us put these animals in homes.
Well, you know what? It's a nonstop job, and it's a thankless job, I would imagine, in some ways, that your people are probably getting abused by a lot of, by a lot of people. Oh, you took my animal or whatever.
We have a couple minutes. In October, you're going to have your...
Bark and Wine and Brew, yes, October 5th will
right.
be our Bark and Wine and Brew.
So we know with our schedules that we need to start putting October and November on our calendars because August is already gone. So October 5th, and tell us, you add a brew on there.
We're going to add some microbrews, and we're gonna liven it up a little bit. We're going to have our auction. We get some great items. We've got a Tahoe trip that we're selling tickets to, raffle tickets now. It's $5. It's worth about $600, so it's going to include a lake boat dinner, and then a dinner at the hotel there.
Lovely.
And then two nights. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And then we're getting a bunch of items donated and finding a bunch of items for the auction, which should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we're going to have the vintners there with the wine, and we're going to have some microbrews. And
lovely.
So it's going to be a good time. Yeah.
October 5th.
Really
where will it be held?
Red Line.
Okay.
I say you have something like we could.
We're going to be involved with that. It's always fun.
Well,
it's positive energy.
We could chip our mate. That night, so that if I get lost and I'm wandering around at some point, the only thing the police have to do is they run the chip off of me. Hey, look, hey, it's Carl. Hey, Linda, you want
Mark,
him home?
Mark, it's always great to have you
it's
here.
Great
Carl
to be
goes
here.
Off in his
world.
Unusual world tangent, but that's okay.
That's what I do.
Well, we appreciate all the support, and you guys are a big part of the team, so we really appreciate it. I love being here. So
love having you on KCNR.
We can't do enough of this for y'all. So thanks a lot. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Again, tomorrow, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be joining us along with a few other people. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You know what? You're a good guy, Mark Story.
Thank you.
You're a good guy. You're helping our community.
Sorry, yes.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The president's on his way to Chattanooga, Tennessee for another speech on the economy and a proposal on taxes and jobs. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor's in D.C. with a preview.
President Obama's idea is to end the long budget standoff with Republicans with a new approach to business taxes. He's proposing to reduce taxes paid by corporations, and instead of tying that to individual tax reform, which has been the sticking point, he's proposing increased spending on things that he says will create middle-class jobs, such as repairing roads and bridges and improving community colleges. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner has already criticized the president's proposal as more taxing and spending. Chris?
Earlier, the president met with Israeli and Palestinian negotiating teams there in D.C. for their first major negotiations in 5 years. In an hour, we're due to hear the verdict on Private Bradley Manning. He sent private documents, classified documents, to the website WikiLeaks.
Prosecutors say Manning was motivated by fame and knew his revelations would end up helping Al-Qaeda.